Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody, to the fourth installment of our Black Girl Nerds podcast. We are talking all things cartoons, so obviously from our intro music tonight, this is going to be the theme of our show. My name is Jamie. Tonight we have three co-hosts with us. We have Shelly, LaTanya, and Tara that's going to be talking all things cartoons. Jason is not with us tonight, so I'll be doing double duties as host and producer. If you guys want to go ahead and phone in, the number is 347-237-4616. And you can also jump in the discussion via Twitter using the hashtag BGNPodcast. Before we get started, I just wanted to do two shameless plugs. First one is we are on iTunes, for those of you that don't know. So a lot of people have tweeted to me and emailed me saying, hey, when are you guys going on to iTunes? So that way you guys can listen on your phone, listen on your iPod or your iPad. So definitely go to the App Store. If you haven't already, you can download the podcast app and do a search for Black Girl Nerds. Will come right up, and you can listen to us via iTunes. Another shameless plug is on the Black Girl Nerds website. If you go to www.blackgirlnerds.com, there's a navigation page at the top of the screen. There's links listed. And on the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says BGN Store. If you click on that link, that will get you over to a standalone site, which is a Tumblr page. That website is www.bgnstore.tumblr.com. That site offers a lot of merchandise that you guys should definitely take a look at. We have T-shirts on there. We have hats. We have coffee mugs, buttons, tote bags, just a nice array of different sort of fashion items and accessories where you can express your nerdy girl self in. So definitely take a look at that site when you get an opportunity. All right, so without further ado, I want to go ahead and throw the virtual mic over to our co-hosts, and each of them will introduce themselves, and then we'll get to our topic tonight about cartoons. We'll start with LaTanya, Shelly, and then Tara.
Hello, I'm LaTanya. I am in Connecticut, and tomorrow is my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I'm going to be old and it's fun. I'm going to be 29. I feel old, but.
Shelly?
Oh, is it me? Okay. okay, this is Shelly Ellis. I am a magazine editor, a fiction writer, and I love all things Lord of the Rings.
And I guess this is my turn. This is Tara. By day, I do a whole bunch of crap that's not really important. No disrespect to my job. I'm a civil servant. I work for the government. It's lovely. Otherwise, I like long walks on the beach, anime, tattoos, piercings. But I definitely do love my anime and my manga. It gives me life most of the time when I'm bored at home with my cat.
Nice. Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, so tonight we're talking about all things cartoons. I just wanted to share a little anecdote about Jem and the Holograms. That was our intro tonight. Jem and the Holograms, for me, when that series first came out, it wasn't about the hair. It wasn't about the wardrobes or the makeup or even the music or even the contentious plot with Eric Raymond trying to steal Jerrica's record label. What I loved about that show was it was the first animated cartoon that featured characters that were kissing. So I think I was like 7 or 8 years old when it first came out, and seeing a guy and a girl kiss was like the best thing in the world. I thought that was completely awesome. So,
oh yeah.
When I saw Jem and the Holograms, like that was what really sort of reared me into the show, is seeing these two characters, like this girl with this big bright pink hair and these red star earrings, kissing this purple-haired, gorgeous, cute guy. And I was like, wow, I really like this show. So that's what drew me into Jem and the Holograms. I just felt the need to share that.
Okay.
That's a good story. I like it. It's cute.
For me, I love the clothes and the hair.
I thought you were going to say, like, the multiculturalism or something. I was like, oh, okay, no.
No, I'm pretty shallow when it comes to that. No, but what were some of y'all's favorite cartoons growing up?
Oh, let's see.
I have a lot of them. I'll throw one. Mine, one of my favorites, so much so that I used to pretend that I was April all the time, was the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
My boyfriend, like, when I went to school, I told people my boyfriend was Raphael. Like, I was like, oh, I date Raphael. And I wanted people to believe it, like he was real. Like, I'm like, no, really, that's my boyfriend. Like, we go out.
Nothing like a little bestiality at school going down. No.
Wow. Apparently, I was into that at whatever age I was during that time. But
Raphael,
that was
one. I didn't like
him. He was the mean one. I mean, that made him hot. He was like the bad boy. I was like, oh, you're so hot.
So what? You like Raphael the turtle because he's the bad boy, but you don't like Bane?
Yeah.
Because it's weird?
Right. There's a difference. Raphael
okay.
The turtle, okay?
All right. They're built the same way, kind of.
He's cuter. He's a cuter. He's green. Bane is just terrifying. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so I used to play house with people, like guy friends and girlfriends alike. And if a guy was like, or a little boy, I should say, was like, oh, I'll be the dad, I'm like, you have to be Raphael. Like, I wouldn't accept it unless he said that. Like, he's like, okay, fine, I'm Raphael. So that was, I think, my favorite for a very long time.
Okay.
Nice.
Mine had to be X-Men. Like, I specifically remember waking up every Saturday morning like, all right, it's time. X-Men is coming on. Life isn't going to stop. Until it was like that and Spider-Man when they used to come on back-to-back on Fox. Like, we'll never forget it. And, like, the theme song, I started to go back and rewatch X-Men on Netflix the other day. So I was like, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, quite honestly, I might go find that and make it my text tone and see how many compliments I can get in public. But just being able to watch that, and in retrospect, because, of course, when I was little, I wasn't thinking about multicultural anything. But I was just like, oh, look at that. They have powers. I want powers. And I specifically remembering it, this is kind of embarrassing because I'm pretty sure I've never told this to anyone, so yay. When I used to, like, sit and take baths, or, like, even up until I was probably, like, a teenager or so, I used to get in the shower, and when the water would, like, run down my hands and it would, like, extend off my fingers and stuff, I used to think I was Storm, or I used to be like, oh, look, I'm, like, Storm.
Oh, my God, I was always Storm, too.
Hand.
Yeah.
I always pretend to be Storm. I pretend to be Storm now, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm Storm today. That's just happening.
I love
Between
Storm.
That and Batman, like the original Batman, the cartoon series with the awesome Batman voice, who
mm-hmm.
will always live in infamy because there's no other Batman like him. Sorry, Christian Bale, you don't cut.
No, you're right.
Your voice
you're totally right.
As Batman. But, oh, God, watching him, like, so amazing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
right. Well, I'm going to go way, way, way back to say the favorite ones when I was little was like Rainbow Bright and Strawberry Shortcake.
I had the lunchbox.
I had the nightgown, and I used to dance in front of the TV in the nightgown.
And I had the blanket, the Strawberry Shortcake blanket. I had that too.
Oh, nice.
They have Strawberry Shortcake, I think, is currently on the air, like on the Hub Network.
Yeah,
but
it is. I watch it sometimes.
Yeah.
It's almost depressing to see shows that we grew up with on, like, Hub and Boomerang, and you're like, these shows aren't, like,
no, old. They're not. No. And even, like, My Little Pony Redux.
Oh,
I'm like, yeah, I was like, oh, they're bringing it all back, but they just look sluttier for some reason.
Yeah, they do look sluttier.
Yeah.
I don't know why a pony tips. Like, it doesn't tip. It really doesn't. I don't get what's going on, but if they feel that's necessary, then so be it. But
wow, I haven't seen the My Little Pony one. I was disappointed that the Strawberry Shortcake one just looked really, I don't know, I didn't like the way the animation looked. So.
No, I did not.
They
either.
Make her look like a teenager. Like, she doesn't look, like, cute anymore. She looks like she should be shopping or, I don't know, she looks too mature or, I don't
agreed.
Know. I'm not into it either. I tried, but no.
So is, like, the, what is his name? The Pepper Pie Man? Is he still there? Like, the
I don't
villain?
Know.
Pepper Pie Pie Man.
Yeah. I don't know what they do. I didn't even pay attention. I'm like, I don't even know what's happening. This isn't the same. I can't focus on this because it's not real in my head. This isn't real.
Yeah, it's phony. I mean, are they even trying to make a franchise out of it by rehashing it on Hub, or is it just some random new animation show?
I think they're actually trying to rehash it because of the, like, random surge of Mind the Little Pony awesomeness, which creeps me out how, like, grown men are like, yeah, I watch My Little Pony. It's like, oh, no, you're a pedo. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Don't go on.
Do
watching. Not go on DeviantArt. There's a ton of grown-ass men that, like, draw them, like, have sex. Like, they're at the bar. I'm like, what is this? Like, why is this happening? Like, what?
Oh, no.
I don't get it. Like, I don't understand it, but that's what's happening, and I'm not accepting it. I'm
never
like it into my heart.
Yeah. They were the weird boys in, like, school who would just, like, pluck boogers or something. And I grew up into adults. That's the only explanation I can think of. Weirdness just stayed. Like, what?
All right, looks like we got a caller on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and bring our caller in, see what they got to add to our conversation. Caller, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
What's going on, Jamie? This is the Revolution calling out of Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on? I'm all right. Listen, first and foremost, I want to call out someone specifically on Twitter. His name is DJ Tetsuo, and he's one of those grown-ass men that watch this My Little Pony religiously.
Wow.
Stop it.
Like, I don't understand it at all. Like, he was, like, seriously, he used to be my DJ. And he would be in the club, and he would turn the projector on and just marvel over the brilliance that is My Little Pony. And listen, I'm just telling you, he's a grown-ass man. So, yeah, that's that. I just wanted
these
to
these ponies that. Must be doing something for men that we're just not.
I feel like it goes back to, like, grade school.
No.
I think it's, like, back in the day when you used to pick on girls and be like, hey, you watched My Little Pony, and they secretly did, too, and they couldn't just say it then, but now that you're grown, it's like, oh, you know what, I'm going to accept that I watched My Little Pony and just spread it to the world. No, you're a pedo.
No.
You remind me of a pedo if you watch My Little Pony and you're grown. I don't watch it, and I like
you're
cute things, but no.
Yeah, it's like,
oh, wow.
Like, Jim is cool. Like, I watch Jim is still... Because it was, you know, for me, like you said, it was like the first show that was kissing. But for me, like what Jim had represented for me, it was like, I like, you know, some of my favorite protagonists in any genre would be women and children. And for women to have such a really awesomely drawn cartoon.
Yeah.
Then,
oh, that's sweet. I love your reason.
Well, yeah. No, it wasn't just slapped together. You know, like, on jokes aside, like, you know, in my neighborhood, a lot of dudes didn't want to admit it, but they watched Jim because it looked dope. You know what I mean? Jim looked dope.
But there was some really good storylines going on with Jim, too.
That's
like,
true.
Really deeply intricated stories that came out of that show. So it wasn't all, you know, corny and cheeky like all of the other animation shows we watched then.
Yeah.
No, it was classy.
So awesome.
It was a classy cartoon.
So awesome. Yeah. And then I just want to say, too, my favorite show from back then. I'm a grown-ass man who still watches cartoons, like, religiously. So, please.
Me too.
I was waiting for this episode, so I'm excited.
I
just want to let you know.
Yeah.
So, my thing was Robotech, right? Like,
oh,
Robotech.
Oh, I remember that.
I forgot
so
all
dope.
About that.
Yeah. That was the first interracial relationship that I've seen in a cartoon, and then the first death was somebody who stayed dead. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh, snap, like, this is for real. Like, and it wasn't a black guy dating a white girl, because, you know, that's easy. But, no, it was a white boy dating a black girl with a little natural. She had a little short, you remember she had a short natural, you know what I mean? And she, I was like, this white boy is brave. He is like,
he wanted the swirl. There's nothing wrong with wanting the swirl. Whoever wrote it was like, I might not be able to get into real life, but what am I going to do? Put it in a cartoon. My fantasies have come to life.
Let me Google this show. Robotech was the name of the show? Is that
Robotech.
Right?
Robotech, yeah. And, you know, they're trying to revitalize Robotech. They're trying to do a movie. They've been trying to get Robotech off the ground for years. So look into that, Jamie. Like, they've been trying to redo Robotech for years, because it was actually, truthfully, right behind Voltron and Transformers for what they called the mecha, you know, decade. You know what I mean? Like, when everything was just these machines running around turning into other stuff. But it was a Japanese show that was just, I mean, it was brilliant. If you look it up, it's on Netflix, by the way. So the Macross Saga, I'm sure you've all heard of it, but maybe not watched it. But look up the Macross Saga. It's on Netflix. Robotech Season 1 is where you'll see all that. It's brilliant. And the comic books were awesome as well, done by Image. So, yeah, check that out.
Nice. All right. I'm definitely going to be checking that out. That's reason number 27 to get Netflix. I've been trying to. I'm telling you.
You
like,
don't have Netflix?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And
really?
Like, everybody's telling me about all these new shows that are out, and they're like, you got to get Netflix. I'm like, all right. So,
if anything, do it for Law and Order SVU.
Oh, they don't? Okay. I've seen some episodes of that show. But. Well, thanks, Ray, for calling in. Appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Very awesome.
I'm going to keep listening. You guys keep doing it big. I love this show. I'm probably going to be tweeting when you guys say something totally stupid or totally funny. So just keep looking out for me. The Ravolution. How was that? All right, y'all have a good day.
All right.
You too.
That was funny.
And one thing I forgot to mention while he was on the air, Ray's going to be with us next week on our Walking Dead podcast, so.
Yay! I'm going to be there, too.
Yay!
Are we all going to be there? I think we're all going to be there.
I'm
not
sure.
Going to be there. I'm not going to be there.
So a lot of people are tweeting right now about, like, cartoon characters who they thought was really hot, which I love the fact that on Twitter people are saying Gambit.
Yes.
Like, Tamika Key, Geeky Chic, says, Gambit could get it any day of the week.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
It was because, let me tell you this real quick. So, the X-Men series in the 90s came out. You know, Tara was singing the theme song. Like, I was all about that show. And then I went and the comic book, the X-Men Adventures comic books. I don't know if y'all remember that. But
yeah,
it was,
I do.
Yeah, it was the comic books that were based on the series. So I went out and got those comics just because I saw Gambit in that episode. It was the very first episode when the Sentinels came to the mall, the shopping mall, and I think they kidnapped Jubilee. And Gambit's in there in the store, and he's sort of kind of like flirting with this lady at the counter. And he's like, yeah, I like to play solitaire, especially when I have somebody to play with. I was like, oh my gosh, that's so sexy.
Like, he had so many sexual innuendos for, like, all the children that were watching the show. You sit back and think, and you're like, man, he was a pervert, and I'm totally into this. And then you watch it as an adult, and you're like, am I making a trip down to Louisiana sometime soon? If you guys like that down there, even though I'm in a committed relationship, I might just go down there for, like, shits and giggles so I can watch you all. Not to be a creeper, but seriously, Gambit's, like, voice, his whole demeanor, the red hair, the weird eyes. I look past the weird eyes. You can just close them. As long as you're not, like, Scott, and you open them and they, like, you know, kill me, basically.
And kill you.
We're
yeah.
fine here.
Yeah.
Like, I need that in my life. We can just be friends. It'll be cool. I promise. I won't, like, be a creeper.
Wow.
I am learning all sorts of things about you tonight. I'm learning all sorts of wonderful things about you tonight. It's great.
Does anybody else have a crush on a fictional cartoon character? I know I'm not the only one.
I had crushes on everybody. I had a crush on, I can't remember which one's which, Chip or Dale. Which one's the one with the nose?
Dale?
Yeah, I had a crush on Dale. Yeah, the red nose. I think most of my things, and this, do not judge me for this, but I think most of my crushes were not people. I think, I'm trying to think of an animated person. I had a crush on Captain Planet for like 2 minutes, and
Captain
that ended
Planet.
Very quickly. Yeah, I did.
I can see that, kind
of.
Yeah.
I had a crush on Tuxedo Mask, too, for a while. Just Tuxedo Mask, not when he was normal. I don't know who he was when he was normal. I didn't like looking at his face. I only like him with the mask on.
He's Darian. Darian? Hello?
Oh, yeah, Darian, that's right.
Darian.
Yeah, I was
okay.
Nice Darian.
My phone call dropped, and I was like, no! Stop this.
Yeah, I saw
but
you
yes.
just pop in, so I was like, all right, I'll just unmute her real quick.
yes, his name was Darian in real life. So I have a massive obsession with Sailor Moon. Like, seriously, I've dedicated all 23 years of my life to Sailor Moon, have written these conversations, and it's pretty disgusting how much I know about the show, including, like, his English name, his Tuxedo Mask name, his name in Japanese, the whole story, like, all of it. And he was hot. Like, every guy,
no
matter
what. He was only hot Tuxedo Mask, but I didn't like him as Darian.
And all my guy friends, like, did not want to admit that they watched Sailor Moon, but the few that did were like, you know what, Tuxedo Mask is acceptable. I wouldn't mind him. He was a pimp.
Every guy watched Sailor Moon. Every single dude watched Sailor Moon. And they did, as you're right, when we were younger, they denied it. They were like, oh, I don't watch Sailor Moon. That's for girls. But if you ask any guy that's in their 20s now, they could tell you all the Sailor Scouts. They could tell you everything because they watched it.
I mean, if you think about it, it's like Sailor Moon came on right before Dragon Ball Z on Toonami. If for some reason you, like, want to sit there and pump fake, like, seriously, come on, you're just going to watch that whole hour and suck it up. Just watch Sailor Moon. You wanted to be with him, just like Tuxedo Mask. Like, three of them all wanted to be with him. Then his own daughter wanted to be with him, which was creepy, but whatever. They figured it out later and worked it all out. But still, like, he was pimp-tastic. And he had a suit and everything and a top hat and a little cane. Oh, my gosh,
he
doesn't want a top hat and a cane.
I was all about it. I was like, you are hot and you can get it, but I wasn't about him as Darian. At all. Like, I was like, nope, you're boring. Darian, I don't want anything to do with you.
I loved it.
You know, yeah, right? He was a jerk. He really
was.
But,
Just want to make a clarification to Twitter. Someone tweeted, Gambit's eyes don't kill people. You're right, Uncle Aaron.
That was Cyclops.
That's Cyclops, yes. So just want to make that clarification so that way folks don't get upset.
Yeah, I love it. Nerds will keep you right.
Yeah, nerds will keep you right.
They will. I've been to enough comic book conventions and all sorts of conventions where I've gotten corrected, but violently, like, yelling at me. I'm like, calm down. Okay. Okay. Sorry. I personally offended you. I'm sorry. Jeez. But, yeah.
So what was...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What was some of your favorite cartoon theme songs? Like, there's so many.
Every theme song from, like, 1988 until, like, 95 were fantastic. No matter what the show, no matter, like, if it's animated or not, there's a ton of great theme songs, like, when we were younger, and I don't know what was going on. Like, why was that the case? also, sidebar on the same, like, it's the same theme song theme. Have you ever noticed, because I was recently watching the Ninja Turtles, of course, and have you ever noticed that all the cartoons back then, like, in the opening, the animation was, like, amazing, but
yeah.
the cartoon mm-hmm. was, like, crap? I'm like, what is that? It's almost like looking at, like, a comic book cover, and it's, like, done, obviously, by another artist, and you're like, oh, this is going to be cool, and you look at it, and it's like, oh. You know, it's the same thing with cartoons.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, they went all out, like, they went whole ass for the theme songs, and then, like, the animation, everything, and then, like, the episodes weren't up to par to what you were getting. But I think the theme songs got you so amped that you didn't care. You're like, oh, whatever. Like, I'll watch
this. That's how it was for me with the Underdog theme song. Like, the theme song to Underdog was brilliant. But the
yeah,
show
it was
totally
really good.
Sucked. Yeah,
yeah but you still watched it, though. Like,
yeah.
You still, like, you didn't, you're like, oh, okay. Well, I guess I gotta, I guess I gotta commit. I sang the whole damn song. I gotta commit now, so I guess that's what I gotta do. But I don't know. But I just noticed that recently, like, as an adult, I'm like, wow, the animation, like, in the credits, or the theme, during the theme, is, like, amazing. And then, like, you watch it, it's like, wow, they didn't try with the show, but whatever. Gotta commit.
Yeah, I think they knew what they were doing with that one. The children
mm-hmm.
are already like, well, I'm here.
Yeah, let's reel them in.
Yeah.
So it looks like on Twitter, a couple of folks are saying, Sharif Jackson says that great theme songs for just okay cartoons would be Dino Saucers and Denver the Last Dinosaur.
Oh my god, Denver the Last Dinosaur was so good. I forgot all about that.
I never watched the show.
I have to say
DuckTales. I didn't watch the show, but I listened to the theme song.
That was
like,
so awesome.
It was one of those where it's like, oh, Denver the Last Dinosaur.
Oh my god, you're not singing it. I am about to get up and Running Man right now to you just singing that, because
oh,
that was so
man.
The jam. That was definitely the jam. But I like the cartoon, too.
Yeah.
Cartoon is good.
No, I liked Gummy Bears.
Oh, that was a good one, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and Darkwing Duck was really good.
Yeah,
so
I
have
recently...
to throw out there. Oh, wait, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I talk a lot. Go ahead.
In the event anyone even on Twitter remembers this show, because very few people do, Samurai Pizza Cats, does anyone remember or have ever watched that show?
I don't remember.
It sounds familiar.
I don't remember it, but I recently had a friend try to get me to remember it real hard. She was like, no, you have to remember it. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, woman. Get out on face. I don't know. This isn't real, like what you're saying to me. But she was trying to make me to remember it, like, even faintly, and I'm like, I don't know, I've never heard of it, so.
So this is another anime, right?
Yeah, it's an animated cartoon. It wasn't so much as anime, but
okay.
It was like these three little, there were three little cats, they lived in their own little happy world, and they were delivery men, and they used to fight off their enemies and deliver their pizzas. Like, it sounds ridiculous, but it was such a good show, and the theme song was like, Samurai Pizza Cats, and then, like, they would have dancing in the background. Oh,
that
it was very addictive.
That is the oddest premise I have ever heard. Cats who deliver pizza?
I feel like it's not real, like, every time, because she was describing it to me, too, and I'm like, are you sure? Did that really happen? And she's like, yeah, that happened. And I'm like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
And then I love that the title is so literal that it's like, like, there's no confusion about what you're about to watch.
Nope, not at all. You get cats that, and when they, like, transformed, they were wearing, like, little samurai uniforms. There was a girl when she died.
Oh, that sounds so cute.
That's
adorable.
That's so cute. I love it. Don't remember Dynamite Pizza Cats. That's what Uncle Aaron said, and looks like here's my spout. Haley Ryan says, yes, Denver the Last Dinosaur had a dope theme song.
It really did. I'm going to, like, find it later because that needs to happen. Someone just asked me on my personal Twitter if I remember Turbo Teen. I don't know what Turbo Teen is.
I don't know either.
I've never heard of this.
Anybody out on Twitter, if you guys know it, you know, hashtag BGN podcast, and there's a couple people that are tweeting me asking, how do I join the podcast? Just use the hashtag BGM podcast and you can join in the conversation.
I know. I have three people say, like, do you have a chat room? I'm like, this is our chat room. Twitter is our chat room. We're in the future.
Does anyone remember the cartoon Attack of the Killer Tomatoes? Ashley.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. No, I remember the movie.
I remember the movie.
I love the song. It was so cute.
Why am I out of the old school loop? I'm usually on it. I don't. I've never heard of this.
Tanya, I'm with you. I didn't watch the cartoon. I just know the movie.
I remember the cartoon. I
remember the
cartoon,
too.
It also
what
had a video game.
Pretty much what's in the movie, right?
So every episode was just the movie, basically?
Yeah.
They tried to, like, expand upon the plot to try and, you know, give you a little bit more, but they also had a video game. I want to say it was on Super NES. I am dang on sure. And you just walked around and you shot tomatoes that were trying to, like, eat you.
I remember the video game more than I remember the cartoon. Because
yeah,
now that you're saying that, I could picture it in my brain. But only the video game, not the cartoon.
So Ray Revolution says, Turbo Teen was a show on ABC where a kid turned into a car after a freak accident when he would get wet.
That sounds like Rama.
That sounds
one
like the worst show ever. Like, I can't even imagine liking that as a child. I'd be like, what is this? Like, why? Whoever said that? Who said that?
Ray.
On Twitter.
Just called in.
Right? Explain to me. Did he like fight crime? Like what? What happened? Like what took place on this show besides that? Because I've never had that.
I love it when he gets wet. It's like.
That's kind of like the whole Gremlins thing. Like when they get
exactly.
Wet.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but you know what? You know what? In his defense, when you're little, you're not incredulous about stuff like that. You're not thinking
you're
like,
really
wait.
Not. But I was a really judgy child. I was really judgmental. I judged everything. I questioned everything. My brother used to have to tell me, he's like, it's not real. I'm like, but I don't understand. You have to break it down for me. Like, give me some facts as to what's going on because I need to know. But that just doesn't even sound like he did anything in Turbo Teen.
I feel
like
the guy that was on My Strange Addiction that, like, was into his car a lot, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he would have appreciated that show a lot. And that may have been what, like, sent him over the edge.
Probably.
He had no problem getting his car wet, from what I remember, though.
Wink, wink. I have, like, a couple of friends that I know of, and I won't name names for their sake. Well, not that there's anything to be ashamed of, but, like, we had a conversation about furries one day, and they were, like, they weren't full-fledged furry, like, dress up in the suit, but they were attracted to, like, anthropomorphic animals, and they said, like, Heathcliff is what them started on that. And I was like, oh, okay.
Why specifically Heathcliff, though?
not Heathcliff, but the girl that was in Heathcliff, the lady cat. I don't remember.
She was so
the show
adorable.
That,
she was just cute.
I don't. And he was just like, yeah, there's just something about her, and boop, there goes his face.
I thought
and I'm
that
like,
the cub girl from Tailspin, she was so adorable. I'm like, when I grow up,
yeah.
I want to have a little girl that looks just like her. She was so cute. She was so cute. She was adorable.
I thought the girls from Alvin and the Chipmunks. The
girls,
they were
very cute. And
did
I
you
love
know
the very
Alvin and the
movie
Chipmunks
was also
movies?
Way better animation than all the other crap that happened around Alvin and the Chipmunks. Like the movie was like,
I love
amazing.
The movie. I watched
like,
it, like,
watch
over
it as
and
an
over
adult.
And over
yeah, watch it grown up. It's still amazing. It's like wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I would agree.
Someone said on Twitter, this podcast makes me feel old and happy for it. What about The Tick? I never watched
Oh,
yes.
My God. I remember
Oh,
that.
Yes.
I didn't watch that one.
What?
That
what?
Was that
How
along
did you
the,
not watch The Tick?
I know. Was that along the same line as, like, Animaniacs and Tiny Toon Adventures? It was those
it
animators.
It was more adult, though.
Yeah,
it was
definitely
more
an adult
up.
Cartoon.
Okay.
It was animated in the same, like, drawing style, but it was definitely aimed more for adults because the Tick was, like, what did he do, work in a news office, and at night he would fight crime as the Tick, and he had his little sidekick. And
yeah.
I feel like it was
Alfred.
The predecessor for, what's Arthur. That super show that comes on a Cartoon Network, The Two Brothers? Oh,
Venture Brothers.
Yeah, I feel like it was, like,
yes.
a predecessor to The Venture Brothers.
That is true. It was like, it was just making fun of superheroes. And,
mm-hmm.
and he was just, I thought Tick was hilarious. I would watch it. It was how I bonded with my dad. We would both
Aww.
Get really excited and watch it together because we loved the episodes. We were so pissed when they canceled it because that was our bonding time on Saturday. We would watch the Tick
Aww.
Together.
Aww.
Tick brings families together.
Exactly.
Beautiful thing. So, Geek's little brother says that his cartoon crushes were Shatara from Thundercats.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Everybody, yeah. Every guy, every boy loved Shatara.
I think every girl did, too, because she was pretty hot.
She was, yeah. She, I was so, for, I was. I love Lionel. Lionel was the man.
Lionel.
The hotness that is Lionel, yes.
Oh, man.
I loved him. and he also likes Princess Ariel and Thundar the Barbarian.
I don't remember that. Thundar the Barbarian?
Yeah. Neither.
So, I'm going to throw out there for the anime fans that are listening, Dragon Ball Z, since it was mentioned before, Vegeta, for me, was the epitome of my life. Like, if he were a real person, I would want to marry him, big hair and all. It kind of goes back to the conversation we were having before about, like, the bad boy who was just, like, a dick to everyone. Vegeta
mm-hmm.
was that for me. And I was really mean, apparently, when I was in, like, middle school and stuff. So I was like, oh, we would make this perfect evil couple, and we would, like, take over stuff. And I used to write
You're mean?
Very mad. That's what I was told. I don't feel like I was mean, but people will probably say different. And I would write, like, massive fan fictions for Vegeta. Oh, my gosh. It was pretty disgusting how my mind was at 12 years old because I went there, like, I needed that in my life. To this day, if he was real, I'd probably leave my boyfriend. I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure I was.
Gosh. At least you're honest with yourself.
Yeah, I
there
do what
go.
I can.
We love honesty here.
There
yeah. you go. Pinky and the Brain had the best
yes.
and probably the longest theme song ever by Bougie Black Girl. Yes, I agree.
Yeah. It was a very
well done theme
song.
Everyone remembers it word for word.
That was another cartoon that kind of skidded on the edge of being a child and adult cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, you can appreciate it on multiple levels.
I'm not even sure how we haven't talked about Ren and Stimpy yet, because
I was about to mention that.
Yeah.
That was a whole lot of stuff happening in that that cartoon.
That
was
that
a
banned
crazy
from watching
trip.
It.
They
you were banned
like
from
a,
watching it.
They
you were banned?
Yeah, my dad, like, so I was living with my mom at first, and she wouldn't let us watch it. My uncle, my aunt wouldn't let us watch it. Then I moved and lived with my dad, and he's like, nope, still can't watch it. Like, I don't think they even spoke about it. It was just, I could not watch Pinky and the Brain because apparently it was just, it was too adult.
Oh, I
Pinky
thought you
and
meant
Ren and Stimpy.
Pinky and the Brain or
Ren and Stimpy. Oh, God,
oh,
no.
Okay.
Me and my
oh.
uncle used to sit and watch Pinky and the Brain together, but
yeah.
not Ren and Stimpy.
Well, Ren and Stimpy
yeah.
was just gross, but it was hilarious. It
yeah.
was also bizarre, like that whole Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy song they used to sing over and over again.
It was gross, but it was also, because I remember watching it and having an adult walk in, like my mom or my dad, and my brother and sister are way older than me, so they were technically adults when I was a kid, and they would be like, what is this? Like, it's almost like, because now, as an adult, if we saw it, we would watch it as an adult, like, say if it were new, it would be something on, like, Adult Swim, or, you know what I mean, like,
yeah.
something where we could watch it, but, like, seeing it as an adult, and, like, it's on, like, Nickelodeon, when you're, like, a little kid, they're like, what is this? So there are, like, lots of butts, and lots of going, it's, like, oozing into people's body parts, and it was gross,
mm-hmm.
but it was also, like, I don't want to say sexual, but it was also, like, very... I don't know, like, adult-y.
It was bizarre.
That
was,
yeah, that was very weird.
Yeah, it was a good trip to watch that show.
Yeah.
It was,
and then it led to, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it was Adult Swim before Adult Swim happened.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah, that's very true. That's exactly what it was, and I loved it.
I did too.
I thought it was fantastic. I'm like, this is great. I love it.
I was more of a Beavis and Butthead person than a Ren and Stimpy person, though.
I was a both. Like, I love them both equally.
Really?
Like, mm-hmm, I love them both equally. Because
I had the Beavis and Butthead T-shirt when I was like,
I had any T-shirt that you could find bootleg at the flea market. So I probably have both. Because my mom was all about those, like, $5 T-shirts. She's like, oh, this isn't even Say Hello Kitty. It says, like, greetings, cat. Here you go. You know, like, my mom was very much so on the train of whatever was bootleg. So I'm sure I had a Beavis and Butthead-esque shirt and also Ren and Stimpy. But I was equally into both of them the same.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the spinoff show from Beavis and Butthead, Daria.
Oh yes. I still call her the Black Daria. I get called the Black Daria by my friends.
I think the
sound of my voice and when I can be really droll, they're like, oh.
I have that
Black
same
Daria.
Problem.
Yeah.
Like, my whole attitude about life has always been like, yeah, whatever, you know, I'll roll with it. And then for the longest time, up until literally like the past year, I would wear pretty dark colors all the time.
Exactly.
And,
I had the combat boots. I wanted to be Daria.
Pretty awesome.
I wanted Trent. That's what I wanted.
Oh.
And I wanted glasses. Oh, God. Trent was sexy. Oh, my God. Speaking about freaking crushes. I'm pretty sure he is the one. Like, he's the one that I want to be real in my life, in my body, and everywhere near me, because he's fantastic. He's perfect. He's, like, the perfect animated thing person.
He's hilarious.
He's probably the reason why I have piercings and tattoos, no lie.
Because of Trent.
Totally because of Trent.
No, I loved his voice. Like, I liked his slacker demeanor and his
he was hot, man.
Attitude. And
we all need to find a Trent.
Yeah, remember that episode? I know, seriously. The episode where him and Daria kind of almost, like, got together, and I was just like, oh.
Then it didn't happen.
Then it didn't happen, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that episode.
But I think she figured out that it would not be that fun to be with a guy like Trent.
It would be fun. You make it fun, damn it. Do you see
him?
You make it fun.
I talked about this before. Trent is the guy that you date, but you can't get serious with him. He's like, he's the band guy that you hang out with, that he's sexy, but you don't hook up with him permanently, and you don't get pregnant by him. Cause, like,
wow, that's very specific.
Exactly. He's not baby daddy material, but he could.
See, I would try. I'm that crazy bitch that would try. I'd be like, you know what? I need to settle down with you.
No.
Because you're fantastic, and you need to father my children, and that's just it. I think I would just try to, like, rule him. I'm like, no, just this is the way it is.
And
he
could be that guy that cleans up and, like, becomes very respectable businessman, that hot businessman.
Yeah, you don't know.
That
you
like,
have
know
to,
his
yeah.
wife past.
You have to write it out. That's the point of him. The whole point of him is to write it out until the end and see what's at the end of that road, because it's probably fantastic.
Yeah.
It looked like he was into some things, like not the drug things, but like other things. So it was more like, oh, you're opening my eyes to a new lifestyle that I knew nothing about. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Wow. You've created like this whole universe of this.
I've thought about this, okay? This is what I've thought about.
Oh my gosh.
Any cartoons that you think should make a comeback?
Besides Daria? I really wish that one would come back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, since you're talking about Beavis and Butthead before, I'm really happy they decided to, I don't know if it's coming back again, but when it did come back, it was freaking awesome. I don't know if you guys liked it, but I thought it was funny. There were, like, two episodes where I was, like, crying laughing. So, I don't know, I thought that did a really good job at a comeback. And for a long time, that was something I wanted to come back, because there's so many things to make fun of now, like, than were back then. So, I would really like to see Space Ghost Coast to Coast again as for the same exact reason. There's just so many things that can be done with that show now that it would be fantastic. It would be amazing. So that's something I would want to come back.
Yeah. I want the original Toonami to come back, not this bullshit that they show on Adult Swim at night. I want my original Toonami with Space Ghost and Thundercats and Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z and Rurouni Kenshin and Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yep,
I want all that.
I'll have everything you're saying. I totally am on that boat too.
Nice. So I'm just going back to Twitter here. A Stylish Jedi says, has anyone mentioned Rocko's Modern Life? Doug?
Oh, God.
Are real monsters in the Power Rangers yet? No, but we'll talk about them now.
Power Rangers is not animated, but we can talk about that.
Yeah,
I thought Doug was good.
Power Rangers not animated, but I did watch Power Rangers, so.
Oh,
I did too.
I could never get into Power Rangers. I don't know why.
What?
I couldn't.
Me and my sister used to fight over who would be the Yellow Ranger because I always wanted to be her, and she's like, nope, you're going to be the Pink Ranger. I'm like, but she sucks. Like,
you guys talk about I always wanted to be her because I like pink, and that's the only reason.
Yeah, me too.
I would have been a better Pink Ranger than the Pink Ranger.
I think one of them was like a murderer in real life, too.
Oh, God.
I think so. Like, one of the Power Rangers, I think he was, like, involved in a murder case.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think you're right.
See what happened?
I know the Yellow Ranger passed away a couple of years. The original one, she died in a car accident a couple of years ago. The Pink Ranger, like, fell off into obscurity. The Black Ranger, apparently one of my friends saw him in Detroit once. And I was like, oh, that's nice.
She was in Detroit.
She
saw him in Detroit.
He was in Detroit at, like, a convention, and I'm like, that's really odd. But, all right, we'll roll with that. The Green Ranger does MMA battles now, and I forget what the Red Ranger does.
I remember the Pink Ranger.
Yeah, I don't remember either what he did.
The Pink Ranger, she was on Felicity. I remember that for a while.
Really?
Yeah. She was Felicity's friend. She was like the guitar player, musician person. So, yeah.
Okay, I looked it up. I stand corrected. It was a child who was on the series of Power Rangers who was convicted of murder.
That doesn't look good either, though. What were you not doing where your child's a murderer?
Oh, so sad. So,
I'm sorry. I was going to talk about the other ones that she mentioned, the other shows.
You mentioned Doug. Doug was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I love Doug.
So did I, but I felt bad because Tanny Mayonnaise was not feeling it at all, and he was chasing that girl for years. I was like, I feel so bad. I feel you, Doug. I felt him. I really did. My heart hurts for you, Doug.
Penny Mayonnaise reminds me of, like, a humble, like, high school Amber Rose. Like, with the blonde hair and everything.
Yeah.
Like,
Rose, that's a stretch.
I'm just saying, like, the blonde hair, because, you know, as Black women, people are like, oh, no, you don't do blonde hair. But fuck it, Patty Mayonnaise did it. Why can't I do it? They had those people in Doug. Come on now.
Was she considered Black in Doug world? I didn't know she was Black.
She was
I mean, as far as skin tone was concerned. Granted, they had blue and green people, so you can't really talk about race in Doug. But if we look at it as far as that's concerned, like, she was brown with blonde hair. People really frown upon that, apparently, but she did it.
I accepted the green and blue people until you just said it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, there were. Like, in my head, I'm just like, these are people.
Blue.
Yeah.
And Roger was green. And I'm trying to think if there were any other, like, weird colored people that I can think of.
There
but those are, like, really
people, too. I feel like there might have been purple ones. But
does anybody remember Pepper Ann?
I remember the name.
I think so.
Pepper Ann.
I remember the theme song as well. I don't know what happened on it, though. I don't even know what it looks like. I just remember you singing that and the name.
And then probably, like, changing the channel. Like,
yeah, probably, more than likely. I like the Care Bears, too. Care Bears was good.
Oh, the Care Bears.
I had all of them.
Yeah.
You had all of them?
I will say the one movie. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Yeah, the movie.
The movie that terrified me with the Care Bears was a kid with a book that had a green head
in it.
Is
that the one with the ginger kid? Like, is that that one?
I think so.
Oh,
that
my God.
That scared the crap out of me.
Oh, my
God. Like,
me
nobody
too.
Loves you.
That's not anything that any child should have ever seen.
No,
was
I was
awful.
Like, where is this coming from?
Yeah, what? It wasn't good. It was
wasn't
terrifying.
That wasn't that the one at the end where he's just like, he forces himself to love and care again, and he's like, I care.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. And they're like, come on, everybody in the audience, say it with him.
Yeah. That movie wasn't cool. I think that was the second movie. I don't think it was the first one. I think it was like a later one, like a second
yeah.
one or something.
Wow. And no one's mentioned Winnie the Pooh, like super classic Winnie the Pooh.
The new adventure was one I watched.
I didn't like the cartoon. I have, my sister works for a cable company near here, so we used to have an illegal scrambler, and I was like the only kid with the Disney Channel, so there used to be like a live action Winnie the Pooh that came on. That was awesome. I liked that one. I think that if I didn't see the live action one, I might have liked the cartoon, but the live action one was so dope. I'm like, this is awesome.
I didn't
so
even
good.
Know there was a live action. That's
yeah, a lot
cool.
of people
either.
Don't, because a lot of kids didn't have, because Disney Channel was expensive when you were a
yeah.
kid, man. Like, no one had Disney, but we had a scrambler, so I was like, oh, I get Disney Channel, I'm fancy. And I used to always watch it, and I would, like, want to talk about it with, like, kids at school, and they're like, I don't get Disney. And I'm like, oh. So, but it was really good. But it was better than the cartoon, and I couldn't co-sign on the cartoon.
Hey Mishi tweeted, anyone remember David the Gnome on Nickelodeon?
Yeah, I watched it, but I wasn't happy about it. Like, I was pretty bored with it, but I watched it. It came on after like Nick Jr.
Yeah.
Like it was like the transition from Nick Jr. into Nickelodeon. And I used to watch it, but like I said, I wasn't too keen on it.
Yeah, that and Maya the Bee, I remember.
I love Maya the Bee. Maya the Bee was my first anime ever. Like, that was my first official, because it was, like, technically anime. And it was, like, my first official, like, introduction into, like, Japanese animation.
Okay. So, yeah, I think we've covered that. We're almost about, you know, we're about 8 minutes to the end of our podcast. A lot of folks are just tweeting out stuff, Chip and Dale, Rescue Rangers. We saw David the Gnome being tweeted, Beavis and Butthead. So a lot of you guys are really bringing things back. Animaniacs. Oh, did we talk about Animaniacs?
No, you didn't.
No.
It's fantastic, and we should. That show was so
yeah.
well written. It was such a
I love
that show. It was
well,
very,
I mean,
very good.
I guess if you talk about Pinky and the Brain, you were kind of talking about Animaniacs.
Yeah, because they were
yeah.
from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Those two shows.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
I think that one actually came from Animaniacs originally.
Right.
My
then,
favorite person was the little girl. Thank you. I love you. Bye bye.
And Tiny Toon Adventures. I love Tiny Toon Adventures with Bad,
yeah.
Funny, and Plucky Duck. Oh my gosh,
that was
all
very well written.
Elevator go up, elevator go down.
Go down.
That was the best sketch ever. All right, guys. Well, we're gonna go ahead and wrap up our show. We're about 7 minutes in, so towards the end of our show, we always like to do our respective shout-outs on each of our independent blogs and websites and social networks. So we'll go in order of LaTanya, Shelley, and Tara, and then we'll give you guys a preview of what we're going to have going on next week.
Okay, so my blog is sprinklesandbooze.com. It's very ridiculous and full of colorful items. I also write for Black Girl Nerds, of course, and also Afropunk. So I do a lot of fashion for them. So if you're into fashion that's trendy and alternative and catered to us brown people, then you can go over there and read that. And that's that.
Oh, am I supposed to go next?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got off the phone because I was choking so hard.
No, it's, oh, my God. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I just was like, oh, no, I'm choking. I'm going to put this
on. Be careful.
Hi. this is Shelley Ellis again. I have my website, shelleyellisbooks.com, where I talk about the books that I have written, and I have one coming out in April, and I'm really excited because it's been getting good reviews. It just got a star review in Publishers Weekly. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm also a contributor to Black Girl Nerds, and that's about it. If you guys want to buy my book, you can come to the website, or you can find it at Amazon.com.
I will be buying it. Just like
thank
that.
You.
You're
it's awesome. Called Can't Stand the Heat. It's by Kensington Books, and it officially comes out on April the 30th. Okay. I'm done.
Yay.
This is Tara. Unfortunately, I'm not fancy with another blog. I should probably start one, and I've been meaning to do that. However, I am in the process of starting up my own nonprofit organization. If anyone would like to be a part of that, it's to help raise awareness and stop human trafficking here in the United States as well as abroad. Please drop me a line and let me know. The more people I have to back that, the happier I'll be, because human trafficking really sucks. If you don't know about it, you should Google it. But you can follow me on Twitter. It's at SimplySundera. That's TSUNDERE, or you can probably find me. I've been retweeting a couple of things from the podcast, or you can't find me on Facebook. That's pretty difficult, so I won't even throw that out there. But feel free to talk to me on Twitter. I love talking to people.
I like talking. We all like talking to people. Talk to us, because that's what we do.
My life is boring. Talk to me.
Boring. It is. It really Please. Isn't. I don't. You always say that, and it really isn't.
I know.
Well, this was a fun podcast. I really enjoyed talking about cartoons, and we got a lot of lively discussion via Twitter. So thank you guys for participating in the chat tonight. Next week, we will be doing a two-hour podcast.
Cannot wait.
Duke, yes, cannot wait. All things Walking Dead. So,
yes.
No, next week is the series finale, so it'll be, or season finale, I should say, not series finale. There's a difference. We will definitely talk about that on that Monday night podcast, so I'm sure there's going to be a lot of discussion.
I have a lot to say about last night's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
We'll talk about last week's episode and then that Sunday prior of the season finale, and we'll have a couple of special guests with us on the podcast and all of us that's hosting tonight. Shelley, are you going to come with us next week or no?
I don't watch The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
I love that you were like, really quiet. Because
I know,
like,
I love that you quietly said that. You're like,
yeah.
I
don't watch it.
Okay. All right. And by the time we get to that podcast, I'll be done with volume one of the comic, so I can also add my 2 cents about what I think of the comic, because I'm just getting started on those comics. So, and they're really, really good.
They are very good. I'm happy you're reading them.
Yes, yes. Good stuff. So thank you guys for tuning in, and definitely tune in next week. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is the time where you can listen in through blogtalkradio.com/blackgirlnerds. And don't forget, we will archive this show. You can find us now on iTunes. So if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe via iTunes so that way you can listen to the archive shows. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Good night.
Sometimes goes slipping through the cracks, but.